Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. Day two of Donnie Dump's criminal trial, well, his first criminal trial, has concluded. And it was an eventful day. Ultimately, seven jurors were sat, which suggests that they're going to finish jury selection this week and start arguments on Monday, the 22nd. That would be pretty spectacular. And, you know, Donnie was up to his usual tricks, fell asleep again. And by the way, the nicknames that people are coming up with for Donnie sleeping are great. I heard a few of them, Dreamy Don, Dozo the Clown. That was a good one from Jimmy Kimmel. And I don't know where this came from, but Don Snorleone, that's for the win right there. That's a great one. So, you know, he's, you know, as Jon Stewart pointed out, has so many criminal trials that he's bored. But, you know, that's Donnie. That's what he does. He's a showman, if nothing else, right? He's also complaining that the judge won't let him see his son's graduation, which is, of course, a lie in two ways. Number one, the judge didn't rule on that. He said he would consider it. Although, and I want to point something out, too. The judge is under no obligation to do this guy this kind of favor. He's a criminal defendant. He is required by law to be in the courtroom, right? And on top of that, you're constantly insulting this judge and doxing his daughter, and you think he's going to do favors for you? That's absurd. But aside from that, the second thing is, he hasn't seen any of the graduations of his other four children. Why would he go to this one? And even if he wants to, too bad. You're on trial for breaking the law. And of course, the beautiful irony of it is that, you know, the reason he's on trial is for Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, while Barron was, you know, in his mother's womb or just a few months old. I mean, the irony is just beautiful. This guy is just a walking propaganda machine. He never runs out of nonsense to talk about. Over the weekend, he gave this wild speech about Gettysburg, called it beautiful in many ways. I mean, misquoted Robert E. Lee, suggested that Robert E. Lee was out of favor. Yeah, he went out of favor when he decided to go to war with America. Okay, that's how long he's been out of favor. This is nothing new, you moron. But yeah, he is, he continues to show, to prove that he's a very unintelligent man. And maybe one day I'll do a compilation of his greatest hits to kind of, you know, illustrate the point as vividly as possible. I was telling my son about the thing that Don did when he was talking about, you know, injecting disinfectant and getting light inside your body and all this stuff. And my son had not heard about it. He's not into politics at all. And he hadn't heard about it. So I sent him a clip of that news conference where Donnie Dump was looking at the doctor who was horrified and bewildered at his stupidity while he was suggesting that, you know, disinfectant could be injected into the body to clean it out of COVID or heat or light or all the. And this lady was dancing as fast as she could just to keep her job, but she also, you know, didn't want to lie and say, yeah, what you're suggesting is good. So she had to dance a delicate dance and in her head probably thinking, this is the dumbest person I've ever spoken to in my life. So, you know, there's a bunch of those over the years. I mean, we've endured this moron for 9 years now. You know, it's almost 9 years. I think in May of 2015 is when he originally announced. Can you imagine 9 years of this blithering idiot? But, you know, that's America for you. And that's a whole nother subject. We'll get into that another time. But yeah, 2 days of the trial has gone by so far. I think the highlight of day two had to be Dump being reprimanded very aggressively by Judge Juan Merchan for attempting to intimidate a juror. Because, again, he's an idiot, and he doesn't know that he can't just mumble things to jurors that say things that he doesn't like. You know, that's not cool. The judge is not going to put up with that. And, you know, this judge, he's got a few surprises for Dump in the near future. You know, he's asked them to have a hearing about contempt, and I think it's almost certain that the judge is going to hit him with a contempt charge, and the only question is you know, how severe is the penalty going to be? So, you know, that's what's happening. That's the ongoing saga of Donnie Dump and his criminal mischief. We'll see how it progresses. Wednesdays, in general, are going to be closed for the trial. There might be some exceptions if they're busy or whatever, but otherwise, standardly speaking, Wednesdays are not going to meet to have a trial. So, you know, that's what's going on. I'll keep you posted. That's all for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.